All right, go ahead.
The club hit of the summer, that song.
It's great.
A lot of clubs have hit us up asking if they can play it. I said you have to ask Corey with a K and Rashad.
Get those guys some royalties.
Yeah.
I got to start this off since last episode was 209. Did you see the latest out of Stockton?
The 100 kids?
High school brawl?
I didn't see the video, but I saw
it was chaos.
It was a 100 person brawl?
Yeah, well, it looked like it was several mini fights breaking out all over the place.
Nate Diaz there.
I think he was coaching some kids.
He's looking. Maybe he was recruiting talent. Just said like, "Hey guys, have at it. Let's fucking."
Oh, you think he made an announcement?
He did a tryout.
You think he's like made an announcement? Okay, you guys, we're gonna be doing some fucking tryouts in the fucking parking lot. So if you guys want to go out there,
jeans,
fucking
shirts are optional. Fucking.
You think that he goes, hey, fucking, is your principal fucking Nate Diaz? And if you guys want fucking try out for the fucking MMA team, dude, it was crazy. They said like a couple kids went to the hospital.
The beginning of the school year. It's a hell of a way to kick it off.
There were women. I think it started out with women
and turned into men.
And then men got involved. But it was just like total chaos everywhere. It was like your nightmare.
I think street fighting is a varsity sport like there at the school. So
if you're
it
freshman,
may have just been, you know, just the first, I don't know, what would you call it, meet, fight?
Yeah, the first practice of the season.
First brawl.
So we got fucking MMA practice out in the fucking parking lot between the cars and shit. So.
Fucking no hand wraps, fucking none of that pussy shit.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
If you can use rocks.
Use your book bag.
You can use people's cars.
Just fucking kicking everybody's ass. Yeah, this guy looks pretty fucking good. Like, we'll fucking take him.
It was after school?
Yeah, that's what I had heard.
You don't want to brawl before school.
Yeah, I think most brawls.
You'd be tired.
Has there ever been a brawl before school?
You'd be too tired.
So like at 6 or 7:30 in the
Wake
morning.
Wake up early. You would get away with it more. Like I think teachers would be slower to get there. After school, teachers are always
in
like,
the parking lot. Yeah, because they're like they would ignore it because they're going into the school
or they're already in there.
Yeah, they're
whereas
like,
after wait. School they're all coming out.
We had a parking attendant security guy that used to drive around.
He would valet your cars.
He would give me a ticket for. I would park out in the back parking lot. It probably held 100 cars and maybe 10 cars parked there, so I would take up 4 spots. And I would get a ticket. But literally, there wouldn't be a car anywhere near
but
me.
But it was a real ticket or like a school ticket of like...
Like a school ticket that you had to pay, though, or you couldn't get your fucking diploma or whatever.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was like $5 or something. Literally no other car in sight. That's why I like parking out there. Like me and my buddies, we were the only guys that would park out there.
And
real,
he knew where
real
to look.
Stickler.
You think he's still there?
I hope so. I hope that's his punishment.
Give him a shout out.
I don't know what his name was. He was pretty old. He's probably dead now.
I don't think we talked about this on the last episode because it was so 209 centric, but the Connie Mack video, a little old now, but of him sucker punching that old man God, in the bar. What a piece of shit.
Did you see Rogan kind of defending him?
For what?
He was defending him.
He suckered an old man from behind because the guy wouldn't take his stupid whiskey.
Dude, that to me was the lowest thing I've seen in MMA. That's even worse than Gilbert Ivel's fucking... Wasn't that him that used to...
He was an eye gouger.
He used to poke the eyes out.
He was a madman.
Or that guy from UFC 1, the Savat guy, who later gouged a guy's eye out in a regular fight.
Or BJ Penn, who got knocked down by a 50-year-old fat guy.
Dude, is there a sadder story than... if you guys don't know BJ Penn, legendary martial artist, mixed martial artist... Jiu-jitsu prodigy.
Be like if
phenomenal boxer.
Joe Montana started like playing flag football in parking lots and losing.
But Joe Montana, when he was only 40 years old.
Yeah, still young. Like he quit like early and then he came. Yeah, like, or maybe Barry Sanders would be a better example. But
like he caught the ball and then some fucking guy
lit him up
in like a UPS uniform fucking took him down hard.
Yeah, now he's...
He was in a street fight in Hawaii and some dude...
Second in like 2 weeks.
Is some out of shape dude he tried to take him down and he couldn't. The guy knew a little something. And so then BJ Penn stands there. He goes, come on, hit me. So the guy gives him a Stockton slap with the right. And
via
then
Hawaii.
Punches him with the left and drops him, knocks him out.
And he comes back, though, and he's ground and pounding the guy. And like 50 people are trying to get him off. They don't want him to kill this guy.
He was a former world champion.
Now,
unbelievable.
Seems like
in two weight classes?
Yeah, I believe so. Allegedly some substance or alcohol problems.
Dude, I don't know if I've seen... It's one of the saddest things I think I've seen
like
in
CTE,
sports.
Seems like CTE, maybe setting in early.
I told you, it holds the record for most headshots.
Yeah.
So
we're not talking... taking pictures.
No.
Hi-yo.
And that Conor McGregor, fuck him.
He's
a piece
guy,
of shit.
The guy don't want to take his whiskey? Fuck you. None of them want to take your whiskey. What are you, the king?
Imagine you're sitting in a bar and some dude's like, yeah, I don't feel like drinking whiskey. Or I don't drink whiskey.
What if the guy has an
or
alcohol?
I don't fucking, I got to drive home.
Or I'm an alcoholic.
Well, he's in a bar drinking a beer.
Maybe he was an old duel.
What do you think he said? He's like, I'm an alcoholic. Can't drink the hard stuff. Only drink the beer.
Yeah. He's got rules for
it. Not everybody likes fucking whiskey. Certain nights, there's been plenty of times where people are like, I'm buying shots, and I'm like, I'm not interested.
Even if the guy said, go fuck yourself, that is not licensed to get punched in the face.
Here's what Rogan said. Rogan said, well, we don't know what the guy said to him. I go, nothing that you could say to him.
He's an old man.
I know.
And he suckered him. You can't punch him.
He was only 50, by the way.
Oh, the guy,
that's
like,
a hard Irish 50,
what was
though.
Great, though, is that the guy like seemed unaffected by it.
That, I
he
think,
just
was the
like
most telling.
He just sat there.
He took the shot, and then he just...
Yeah. Maybe he was out on his seat. Is the new out on your feet.
No, I read the interview. He goes, yeah, I've been hit harder.
He hits
That's
like
he
a
said.
Bitch.
He said, he goes, yeah, it didn't hit that hard anyway. He's like, I've been hit harder. So.
What the fuck is Connie Mack doing? Fighting random guys? Middle-aged men?
Dude, there's nothing more detestable than a wealthy person... who thinks they're above the law, and just because people don't agree with them, they use violence and beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, it's like
the worst, it's the lowest thing you could ever.
So Rogan thinks that if someone says something you disagree with, you can hit them?
He didn't, so what he said...
Especially if you're a trained professional?
He wasn't outraged by it, and he was talking about how great Connor is, and then he also said, I don't know... we don't know what it, we don't know what he said to him. I don't even care if he said,
what the
hey,
fuck?
I'm going to murder your baby.
You're a pro fucking athlete.
Yeah, control yourself.
How about learning some goddamn control?
Nah, fuck him, man.
You could kill the guy for saying something?
Part of me, not for that, but part of me wants something like that to happen so that he'll finally get his comeuppance because he's knocking cell phones out of hands. He's fucking throwing dollies.
No, eventually he's going to do something.
Ruining fight cards.
He's going to do something eventually that he won't be able to get out of.
There's that allegation of rape, which who knows? I don't know anything about that. There's also another allegation of that fight that he got into. Another bar fight previously.
What's weird is Rogan says he doesn't know what he said because he's a guy who champions for comedians to be able to say whatever they want.
Yeah,
but it's like, so if you say something someone doesn't like and they come punch you on stage?
Dude, I heard some
kind of odd.
I heard some comedian talking about like they were gay and they were like, if Mike Pence came to my wedding, I would punch him in the face. I'd be like, why are you taking violence? You don't agree with anybody's views. Like, why are you resorting to violence? Isn't that the fucking problem?
Why is Mike Pence showing up at random weddings?
I know. That's one. But it just bothers me. It's like, why is everybody just jumping to violence as the reasoning solution when you don't agree with somebody?
No, and that's
just like Conor McGregor. It's like,
it's part of the problem.
You didn't fucking agree. So you're going to punch people?
Speaking of violence, late last night, I was just perusing the internet looking for clips for The Basement. If you haven't seen The Basement on YouTube, All Things Comedy Channel, you're missing out, man.
It's they're only getting better. This next one coming out on Tuesday. That's Tuesday the 3rd.
It's every Tuesday.
It's it'll be every Tuesday. We're warming up for another round, so there might be a small little break. Because we're doing some revamping. But
if you haven't seen, if you like this show, I mean, it's this show on steroids because you're getting the visual effects.
Stick around for the sketch.
Yeah, and I think the sketches are alone a reason to tune in.
We should get a sketch show just based off the sketches.
We got Eleanor Kerrigan, Big Earl Skakel, Jeff Richards, Jessica Michelle Singleton, Brenton Biddlecomb.
People are like, who?
Big
who?
Jeff Burner.
Who? Wait, I heard that one on your show.
But check them out. You should check it out. Definitely give it a look.
Yeah, it's on the All Things Comedy channel on YouTube. Or just type in The Basement with Danish and O'Neill on YouTube.
But anyhow,
three episodes are out right now.
Yeah, one more coming this week.
Coming with a U and a Z.
So I was looking up on the Ethernet, and I happened to see a Dog the Bounty Hunter clip, and I was like, I got to check this out.
Is this new or old?
It's newish.
Okay.
And so it's him doing an Entertainment Tonight interview about the death of his wife, Beth.
Okay.
And the interviewer is...
I should laugh.
It's hard not to.
But did we talk about the casket for Beth?
No. Oh, I think we did.
Did we?
I think we did.
I mean, it's got to have two booby imprints sticking out of the cover.
Well, this interview shed some light on it. So,
okay.
The interviewer is this black dude his name is Kevin Frazier, used to work at ESPN, which was weird because Dog is a history of N-bombs.
Yeah. He's.
But this guy was like treating Dog like he was, I mean, obviously he's in mourning. Entertainment Tonight's playing like sad, soft music the whole interview behind it. And like, so anyway, so this guy, Kevin Frazier, when I used to play for the Comedy Store basketball team, he played for Jim Rome's, the sports
radio guy.
We played against that and his team.
Yeah.
He wasn't there, but like his crew.
Yeah.
And Kevin Frazier was on the team. Biggest fucking douche. The guy like thought he was like all right, wasn't great.
Is he tall?
No, but he was like, you tell he had played at some, probably played at least high school, but he wasn't like unbelievable. He's talking a lot of shit, bitching and moaning at refs. Like, the guy was the biggest fucking douche. And I think I said I had enough of him. I was like, hey man, a good move going to Entertainment Tonight over ESPN. He's like, fuck you. Like, I'm pissed. I was like, go fuck yourself. But anyway, so it was him. So Dog, how old do you think Dog is? You know? 66, but his skin.
He does look a day over 94.
Dude, the skin almost doesn't look real. Like, his chest was a color of red permanently that I don't know if I've ever seen in my life. It's like maroon, but beat up.
It's probably like one giant skin cancer.
Well, then his face looks like he was in a fight. Like, his eye, it's a crazy look.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he never wore sunscreen and he smoked a lot of cigarettes.
So he had some he was saying some crazy shit.
What was he saying?
So Beth wanted to be he's like a big Jesus freak.
Yeah.
And he's like, Beth, people say if you get cremated, you're not going to rise up and go to heaven. And she's like, I don't get from ashes to ashes and dust like, to dust.
Shut the fuck up, Dog, and burn me.
And so he was like, so I did it. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And he had the box like behind him the whole interview.
What?
And the guy, Kevin Frazier, was like, what do you do with the box? And he's like,
he brought the box.
Yeah.
To the TV show.
It looked like it was in his house, I think. But anyway.
Oh, wait, it was a remote?
Yeah. It seemed like it.
I thought he was in studio with the box. I was like, this guy flew with this?
But, you know, he's doing a new show. He said he was gonna put the box in the front seat and seatbelt it in on his missions, but he had to stop himself because he realized that wasn't a good thing to do.
Why? Because it's too crazy.
Too crazy. He's like, it's too morbid. I can't be doing stuff like that.
So he's doing a new hunting show.
He said that's his therapy, is to get out there and do what he does best. make some arrests.
So this was just
he said he's going harder than he's ever gone before now.
So this was just a promo for his new show?
Well, it was about that, but yeah, it was like a 2-in-1.
I think he used his dead wife to promote his new show.
Well, then...
Also, why was he slacking before? How's he going to go harder?
Now that he's...
He's bringing down guys with DUIs.
Now he's faced this loss. Like,
he didn't... Nobody ever broke the law big time.
Well, then... Beth said to him nicely before she died, there better never be another woman sitting in that front seat of your car.
So if he dates, he has to let the woman sit in the back like an Uber?
She's basically telling him, like, you better never date. And he's...
No, just the front seat is off limits.
Maybe sit on his lap? I don't know.
But what he's driving. And so, Leland will have to drive him with both of them sitting in the back.
So then he's talking about... He was
what a bitch, by the way.
You can't say that. That's most people are like, I want you to be happy. Yeah. Go date.
I would understand if she's like, I don't want her to have bigger tits than me, and he'd be like, that's impossible.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
There's no way.
Who could do that?
Yeah, there's nobody exists like
he
that.
He did say no. He's like, nobody's like Beth. Nobody's built like Beth. I didn't know if he meant the tits or he just meant he must have, right?
Like, kind of like they broke the mold when they built her.
Definitely.
I was like, yeah, I hope they only had one of those tit molds.
So she said that, and so then he said they're out on a mission, and he's like, we're chasing this guy. All of a sudden, he's got, which he probably ran,
his
dog's 65. So he's like, he runs away. My guys are over here. I was with another bounty hunter. Him and his crew are like over there, and the guy's gone. He just vanished. And I looked up at the sky, and I see we need some angelitic drone help.
Drone?
He said angelitic, which I don't think is a word.
So angelic drones.
Drone help.
That's what he was talking
via
about.
Via Beth. He looked up and he said, Beth, if you're up, I know you're up there.
Give me a drone.
I know you're watching. We need help. And then all of a sudden, Leland's like, there he is. I got him. Which is when Leland snapped, because then Leland goes, I broke my leg. Help me at the same time.
Oh,
but he glossed over that. But he's like, and Leland's not one of these type of guys, but he said, he just appeared. It was some sort of power. I don't know what it was.
The fuck.
I don't know. So Beth is making busts via heaven with that bust.
What?
Yeah. So she's still busting guys, still working.
That's insane.
And then Dog's like, I'm not suicidal. I would never do that because it's against the Bible, but I'm ready to go. To go be with her. He's ready to die.
But make sure you tune into my show.
Yeah. So God, he's ready to die. And then he said, so Beth had been, you know, I'd been sick for a long time. She had throat cancer. And then so Dog kept being like, I'm not going to let you die. Like he was never going to let her die. So then one night, she's in the bathroom.
How old was she, by the way?
I don't know her age. I can look it up.
She must have been way younger.
I'd say 50s.
Yeah.
So then I think she said, she looked at him. I guess apparently Dog and Big Girl Skakel have a lot in common. She looked at him and said, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
You need to let me go. Like I need your permission. Like, you stop your power of keeping me alive. And he goes, I didn't answer, but I was thinking about it. Then all of a sudden she's like, I can't breathe. And then that was it.
He's like, it's because I'm letting you go. By the way, this is all on me. I'm letting you go. And then right, her last breath was, by the way, there better never be another chick sitting in that front seat.
He said, because he claims he knows first aid, which I would imagine he probably does.
What if he buries baby Lisa?
It's his red daughter.
Hey, man, I don't know.
So he said, I know, you know, I was in such a weird place, even though I know first aid. I opened her mouth. He said he grabbed her hair.
Put his wiener in there? What are you talking about?
He said he just blew one, like, breath in there. Like, one. Like, you're supposed to do, you know, like.
And it brought her back?
And he's like, and she immediately woke up. Then I called 911. And then it came. But apparently she's still dying.
Maybe she was just holding her breath. Did she die that night, or she lived that, like, a while
no,
longer?
No, I think she died that night.
Oh, my God.
But then they showed footage of him, and like, not from then, but before, in her hospital bed. And he's like, who loves you more than anybody in the world? And she's like, you, Big Daddy. I'm like, what kind of role? This is bizarre.
Was he like,
So, yeah, and then, like, he was, he said he still puts up the shape of a body and pillows to sleep next to him. He's like, I know it's not healthy.
How many pills does he use for the sentence.
He uses a whole extra bed.
He uses a couch.
So yeah, it was a bizarre interview. It's weird to see his hair still bleach blonde. It's like the texture is it's getting real thin.
Well, yeah, he's fucking killed his hair.
Yeah.
From bleaching it.
But so he's ready to die, but he's having a good time filming this show.
Did cameras go to the funeral, I hope?
It hadn't happened yet. This was like real fresh. I think he said Snoop told me he's coming to the funeral. I was like, what? Snoop? He's like, Snoop said, I'm bringing my bodyguards. And I said, brudda, I got my bodyguards. And Snoop said, well, I'm bringing mine as well.
Yeah, because of all the hard end bombs you fucking drop.
And then he said, somebody called him, someone in PR, and they said, Beth is like, I thought he said like hundreds of millions of views or something online. He's like, and it was like all these like ultra famous celebrities. And he's like, God. I looked up at the sky and I said, all right, you've proved your point, Beth. Come on.
He's lost his shit.
Yeah. He said he's talking to her. Like, he seems like he's in a weird fucking place.
Dude, there is nothing better than when his son set him up with those fucking, with the phone call where he went full bore racist.
The interviewer said, and I couldn't tell if this meant they were cheating together or she was waiting, but he goes, Beth always used to say that she was a great girlfriend through two wives.
Don't you remember that she was like, I remember him telling some sort of story, like he was married and she was like,
wait, pursuing him?
Something, I don't know.
Because he's like, I got a child though out of one of those relationships, so it's not all bad.
I remember there was some sort of overlap. I remember him saying something.
He couldn't resist those.
Yeah, he's so irresistible to women. He's 5'6". He's built out of pure leather.
Oh, he said
Guy Fieri ponytail hair.
Also, one of the crazier parts of the interview, I don't know how I could leave this out.
How is Dog not Guy's father?
Dog the Guy Fieri hunter? So Dog said...
By the way, Dog. Is that why Snoop Dogg's in it?
Yeah.
They all in the same family?
Yeah.
They're all in the canine family.
Yeah, Nate Dogg's cousin. Bob Dog is going. So God said to Dog recently, Dog, when it's all over for you, do you want it to be fast or slow? And he said he was so baffled by the question. He said, can I get back to you on it? And God said, yeah.
Yeah, but make sure it's by Wednesday. What are you talking about?
And God said, okay. And so then Dog said he thought about seeing Beth in the long struggle. And he said, God, I've made up my mind. I want it to be fast.
Who wants it to be long? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hey, do you want a ton of pain and suffering before you go? Or you want me to make it quick? Oh, no, please, give me the pain and suffering.
For sure. Years,
what are you fucking
years
talking
of
about?
Abuse.
Oh, please, give me cancer that just like slowly whittles me away.
But then he said he had some specific Bible verse that he need to be read right before it's over. He's like, everyone knows. And he started crying when he was talking about it. He's like, such and such. Such and such, I need to hear that passage, and then I'll be able to go, and I can't wait to see Beth up there in heaven.
Dude, you're not going anywhere, one. Two, dude, what is he talking about? He's talking to God.
God's got a direct line to
God.
Oh,
my God, dude. You're out of your
mind. He's
out of his mind.
Angelic drones.
He just thinks he's better than everybody.
Yes, he does.
Because he's fucking... God's never asked me anything, never said, hey, you want to go fast or slow? I go, give it to me medium.
He had a Seagal-like quote of like, I've arrested 8,000 men and over, or men and women over like 20, whatever the stats were. I was like,
7,999 of them were only for petty DUI offenses.
He's like, Beth was tough. And they showed clips of her like, you know, her shit talking on the show and shoving people. But while there's 80.
She stayed in the car.
And there's 80 people around her who are not going to let anything happen to her.
She stayed in the car the whole time.
She was the driver.
Yeah, it's just basically just a chauffeur.
By the way, we never discussed her Dice Man fingerless, but she had them so the nails could stick out, those big nails she had.
I was like, but you're not doing anything. You could drive.
But
with those nails, she couldn't do anything anyway.
It was quite the interview.
I got to check it out.
Dog's in a strange space.
Dude, these bounties.
By the way, and he's wearing shades on his forehead, right above his eyes, like over his eyebrows.
Like he lifted them up?
And they kept falling down, but he kept insisting on putting, like not taking them off.
Instead of,
I don't know if there was something on his head there, or maybe his head's wrinkled or something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, you really think that he's super vain now?
He should wear the shades at all times.
Yeah, because I guess the dream catchers that he wears as a necklace, that covers up a lot of his body dysmorphia issues.
The interviewer was like, how are you handling it, Dog? And he was like, you know, it's been tough, but I need to man up. And the interviewer's like, you keep saying that? Because he did keep saying it. He's like, come on, Dog. You know, you got to go through it. He's like, I'm a crybaby. I can cry just talking about crying. So I got to watch it.
What is he talking?
So he said he's got to watch it. He's got to be strong. He's got to be strong for Beth.
Well, dog.
Big Daddy.
Good luck.
Oh, so you talking to me?
I'll be your new Big Daddy.
Dog, I'll date you.
She said I couldn't date another woman, but I'm dating Big Earl Skakel. He's got leather pants like mine.
Would be a great loophole that he starts fucking dudes.
I've seen his dick pics.
What if Leland's like, you're getting too crazy? You maybe tear my ACL.
I thought he left the place for a while.
Leland's in the U.S., living in Alabama. I think Dog's still in Hawaii.
Oh, so he just goes there to film?
I think.
Was he part of that group? Did you see that group? I think it was in Arizona. There's like four bounty hunters that got the wrong information about a house. Do you know whose house they fucking...
Seagal?
They were beating on the door of, telling the guy to come out.
Doug Stanhope?
That was like a police chief. He was fucking... He had a gun and he was pissed. He comes outside and he's just fucking screaming at him.
When a lot of cops
great footage.
Don't love bounty hunters because they think they're above the law.
Also, they are technically, but there's also no regulations. You and I could just say we're bounty hunters.
Did somebody say above the law?
By the way,
films?
We should just say we're bounty hunters and say we're better than Dog.
We are.
Fuck you, Dog.
Up
we're bounty
comers.
Hunters. Yeah. We're the young guys in town.
I don't have leathery skin yet.
Yeah,
his skin. I couldn't stop looking at his ring. His like rubbery, leathery chest.
10 years ago, when we watched him all the time, he was not in the best shape as far as skin quality.
When he
goes.
Was like, "I'm ready to go," I was like, "He looks like he's ready to go."
Looks like you died already. Dead God is keeping you alive.
So he said Beth wants her to be scattered around, but he can't do
it. Like all her favorite watering holes.
He said he can't do it. He refuses.
She wanted outside the Kroger's supermarket.
Out of nowhere, he's like, it's morbid. He's like, there was something in there. And I was like, are those teeth? What's going on, man?
What is he sifting through
it? That's what he said.
Oh, he probably dropped one of his pieces of jewelry in there, trying to sift it out. I mean, I feel bad.
Yeah, it's sad.
But at the same time, the guy's a fucking idiot.
And he's not the best guy by all accounts.
He's not the coolest guy in town.
No. Speaking of nutsacks, so I got intel, inside information. Somebody sent inside Guy Fieri information.
Whoa.
And we're always, we've gotten a lot of pushback, a lot on Twitter. People, Guy Fieri does charity. By the way, the cameras are always rolling when he's doing the charity.
By the way, we don't get that much pushback.
A little bit. Not a lot.
Maybe like once.
Well, I'm addressing that one guy. You're going to regret it after you hear this. Says, hey, Danish. This person emailed me at danishthemayor@gmail.com. If you have a great video that you think we should see for the basement, please send it there.
Send it down.
Said, hey, Danish, I have an old Guy Fieri story that I corroborated with people who were there.
Ooh.
The year was 2011, and we were at a Little League game. My cousin's the same age as his son, Ryder, and played on the same team.
Whoa.
This asshole pulls up in his yellow Hummer, blaring some shitty 80s music, struts up, sits down, and not long after, this little kid, probably around 8 to 10, came up and asked for his autograph. And Guy said, no, sorry, buddy. I'm just here to watch my son play baseball, and that's it. She said he pissed off a lot of people at those games with his antics.
Uh-oh.
She said, surely more stories will come. Come to me so funny to me and my friends. I've showed that you guys just shit all over him. You guys are the best.
Finally, we've been vindicated with some alleged truth. We can't verify this.
No, we weren't there.
But I...
sounds accurate.
Yes, it sounds par for the course.
Why would he sign the fucking kid's autograph?
Yeah, you're there. You're at a game
by the way,
for children.
He loves being seen.
I think he loves...
That's why he drives in with a yellow Hummer blaring music.
I think he loves the power even more of saying no.
I guess.
8 years old, a child.
What
it's going to shape that kid's mind. I'll tell you what he's not going to be is a Guy Fieri fan when he gets older.
No. And I hope that day he gets rid of all his Fieri products.
What did he think? Like everybody in the fucking stands was going to be like, oh,
even if that happened,
this.
How many people were there?
Yeah,
not many. I think that kid's dad should have avenged that and beat the Guy Fieri's ass.
Hey, give my kid this autograph.
Then when he knocks him out cold, take his hand and sign the autograph.
I was literally just thinking that. He should make him fucking sign.
What a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Sign the fucking autograph, man.
It's a child. You're not winning fans, no. Fieri. Dude, if you do the deep dive on the guy that used to work for him, This is all allegedly. You hear that he's anti-Semitic, didn't like the gay guys.
Yeah.
Was also a little abusive. He also, I watched the video where he kicked his hairdresser out of the car with his foot recently. I just saw that again. So I don't know. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
I don't usually have fights like that with my friends.
There's a lot of smoke.
They're trying to attack me and I have to kick them with my foot to get them away from the car.
Yeah, and then, you know, like I said, when he does do these charitable things, he makes sure that it's out there.
Oh, he's not doing it. He's
not anonymous.
Yeah, it's great that he's doing it, but there are people who do a tremendous for charity amount for charity who you don't even know.
Yeah, he definitely wants this information.
A lot of people like the anonymity.
Yeah, not the Fieri.
No.
So there you go. If you think we're too hard on the guy, take that into account. We're pro children's autographs. We never deny a child an autograph who asks us.
No.
I get asked all the time.
Never.
I can barely go to the LA Zoo without getting stopped by all the kids.
I could barely hang out at the playground all day long without kids coming up to me and be like, hey, I saw you online.
Yeah, they're like,
you're not supposed to be here.
They're like, you from the basement with Danish and O'Neill?
I'm from the basement where I live.
This one, so who said, hi, this is a Hieronymus, the great Hieronymus Lush.
Yeah.
This is Daily Mail.
He's a good man.
Always classy. So this couple who lives in Florida, their Florida vacation home, somehow was overrun by dozens of black vultures that have been vomiting and defecating everywhere. So these things broke into the house.
Were they drunk?
Just puking.
Sound like the worst fucking tenants of all time.
Even vultures are
They're creepy. Gross. Yeah.
Creepy birds. Siobhan? How do you say that name? S-I-O-B-H-A-N?
What? I'd have to see it in the written.
And Anthony Casamano. They bought their $700,000 vacation home in the Ibis Golf and Country Club in Palm Beach 4 months ago. But they said they can no longer go because it smells so bad from the vultures.
So it's like they broke into the house?
Think so. So it gets into that. The woman said the smell is like 1,000 rotting corpses. So I guess that is on their breath. They're just eating death.
Ugh.
She said the vultures just vomit everywhere, defecating and vomiting. It's just gross. We can't even go back down to the house.
What do you do? Set it on fire? What are you going to try to get an insurance scam out of this?
I don't know. The family says the vultures have destroyed their screen enclosures, overtaken the pool and dented their cars with their beaks. These things are just the biggest assholes.
So it's happening, man. And it's happening right underneath everybody's nose. These fucking birds are finally attacking.
Yeah, everywhere.
Nature is striking back.
Mainly birds so far, but yeah.
Well, wait till the others get involved.
Yeah, this is the first strike.
Yeah, wait till the grizzly bear walks in the grocery store.
I'm looking at footage and it's haunting.
Let me see.
Huge.
Let me see birds, these fucking just beasts. Pool. I didn't know they had vultures in Florida.
Look at these huge things.
Ugh. Oh, they're all over.
They're everywhere.
Look like turkey vultures. Oh, yeah. Why are they, first of all, why are there so many? Why are they attracted to their fucking pool?
I think maybe these people like are mob people and they bury bodies in the yard. These things are taking over, allegedly. Her husband, Anthony, said the vultures have already caused thousands of dollars worth of damage. The couple said they fear going to the home in case the vultures attack their 2-year-old daughter, which is kind of, those things are big. Their neighbor, Cheryl, says she has the same issue. She said the vultures tore apart her pool enclosure but couldn't work out how to get out and started attacking each other.
I love how they're like, they get in and now they start fighting. This is like, these vultures are from Stockton. Who are these, the Diaz Brothers vultures?
She said, imagine 20 large vultures trapped, biting each other, and they can bite through bones. Jesus Christ.
Dude, is that show When Animals Attack still on?
I don't think so.
Because I feel like now, it's better than ever. This is a better time than ever for that show.
She said, they would bang against my windows running away from a bird that was attacking them. Blood was everywhere. It was a vile, vicious, traumatic event. Sounds like a fucking...
Are you allowed to shoot them?
Horror show. I don't know.
Why don't they just shoot them all?
Kat, the neighbor, said she has to put up four fake owls around her home that move and have blinking lights.
Yeah, they're like, fuck your owls. We're way bigger than
them. She said the vultures chew those things apart, rip their heads off. and put them in her bed. You want to fuck with us? She said one of the neighbors is to blame because she excessively feeds vultures, which has kept the birds returning. I think these people have the right to beat that woman with an inch of her life.
Who feeds these?
What is she feeding them? Body parts of dead people?
Dead animals off the side of the road.
What the fuck? She said the same neighbor used to wade into the water to feed alligators. So this is some fucking weirdo.
A real freak show.
Some real fucking
weirdo. Come here, alligator. I've got some delicious KFC for you.
Neighborhood president Gordon Holness said the association is somewhat limited in what they can do because the vultures are migratory birds protected by federal law. We need to get rid of these laws. If they're in your house, you should be able to fucking shoot it.
You know what? Why don't, are they allowed to cattle prod them?
I don't know.
Are they allowed to hit them with rubber bullets?
Not sure. This guy said we call Fish and Wildlife in to give the lady a warning. We also issued a violation notice. She has to appear in front of our Rules and Compliance Committee.
Oh, because that lady's violating the law.
Yeah, she'll get a fine.
You can't. Oh, yeah, fine. With to give you whatever.
Yeah, these people are... You can't go to the house. These things are barfing up. Killing each other in front of you. Imagine if you have a child. Do you see this? I'd never go outside again.
No. You couldn't.
No, I'm saying, though, you saw them ripping each other apart.
Oh, if you're a child?
Yeah.
It would scar you? I don't know. I saw Platoon when I was 8.
Yeah,
so.
That's not vultures tearing each other apart in front lawn.
I'd rather see vultures tearing than Platoon.
This is a story that hits close to this show. This is from Kyle.
By the way.
This is about your boy Jack Hanna.
When you're done. Oh, I saw this.
Jack Hanna.
Open up the BeachCops69 at Gmail. There's two great emails from two guys. Go on with the Jack Hanna.
So,
he's a little too Jack Hansy.
The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium Director Emeritus, Jack Hanna, if you don't know who he is, he used to be on the Tonight Show all the time. I think was it Jay Leno or did he do Carson too?
Did he do Letterman too? I don't know. He was always on those late night shows.
He'd bring his wacky animals in. We performed comedy in front of him. His wife got a horrendous bloody nose.
Yeah.
And O'Neill asked him all about capuchin monkeys from stage.
Well, I was doing monkey jokes.
Yeah, you're monkeying around up there.
He was really loving it.
He resigned from his position and formally severed other contractual ties to the organization on Monday, more than 6 months after allegations of romantic relationships between humans and animals at the zoo first came to light.
This guy's running a fucking... animal brothel.
An orgy. In early January, rumors of sexual impropriety at the zoo started reaching the Columbus ASPCA, which launched a formal investigation. Hanna's involvement began in February when he was first asked by the ASPCA investigators whether he was aware of any inappropriate activities.
He's like, no, not that I know of.
Although Hanna answered no at the time, emails and other documents released by the zoo later revealed that he was indeed aware of the activities and had taken steps to cover it up.
Why didn't he just leave when he found out people were fucking animals? This is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this is at a zoo.
Yeah, that he was like...
Held
the position.
And people are like, look, man, we have a problem here. They're like, what? Do we need new facilities? Is the bathroom clogged? No. Some of the fucking handlers are fucking the animals.
Maybe,
That's crazy.
Maybe he's old school and he's like, this is how we used to do it back in the day.
To keep them docile?
And these handlers are too good to replace.
Yeah, but if you do this, some of these facilities you can interact with the animals. What if the animals are just constantly trying to eat kids' penises and vaginas? You're like, why are they always going for the crotch? Maybe this explains why a lot of times when you go to the petting zoos and stuff, they go for the crotch.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one email addressed to JJ, Jungle Jack. I didn't know that was his nickname. In November, back in 2010, read as follows.
Oh, this is going on for 10 years?
Terrell Breyer, zookeeper, let some guys in last night.
Oh, what?
Gave access to Kiki's cage, female koala bear. Heard a lot of gasping and grunting. One man mentioned, in quotes, banging hairy Australian ass. Concerned they were having sex with her. Should I inform Rick, the zoo manager?
Wait, hold on. Dude, we got to pause for a second.
Want to reread the email?
Dude. Some guy is letting other guys come into the zoo to fuck a koala bear.
It's like an after-hours club.
This is one of the craziest things. How is this not a huge story?
I mean, and the guys that have a good sense of humor is they're talking about banging hairy Australian ass.
This guy,
that's a funny bit.
This guy's like got drunk and brought his buddies in. He's like, oh, dude, you guys want to fuck something?
Well, I don't know what. Yeah, I think it's worse if they're his buddies, but it's also bad if they're just he's like running a business where he's a pimp. For these animals.
This brings like a whole new... Do you think this is going on at all zoos?
I don't know. I hope not, but I don't know.
So there might be like a whole exotic...
If Jack Hanna is involved, I mean, lesser zoo guys are probably involved.
But there might be allegedly a whole like circuit of exotic animal fuck factories.
I might go to the LA Zoo as a late night sting and just hang around and see if anyone will let me in.
Maybe that's what P22 was there. He wasn't there to buy.
Trying
oh, you
to
know
kill
what?
Bestiality.
Maybe somebody
people.
Fucked that koala to death. They blamed it on P22.
On a text message sent to.
This is crazy.
Sent to somebody. Hannah said, Terrell may be caught up in something here in Columbus. May involve animal ass and penis. Please call me ASAP.
You say my. Wait, just repeat that.
Terrell may be caught up in something here in Columbus. May involve animal ass and penis. Please call me ASAP.
May involve animal ass and penis.
No vaginas.
No, I know, but dude, what are you? How is this not the number one story? I just saw that there were some sexual improprieties going on at the zoo. I didn't read how deep it went.
It says Columbus Zoo spokesman Joel Anderson announced the resignation at a press conference, reading a statement Hannah had personally prepared. It said, I have dedicated my life to the success of the Columbus Zoo and to the preservation of wildlife everywhere. In this matter, however, I've acted inappropriately. In the best interest of the zoo and the community at large, I feel it's best to separate from the organization.
Wow.
Hannah apologized for letting everyone down and expressed sorrow for the many animals brutally penetrated and defiled. Jesus Christ.
So when you go to the zoo, you might be just looking at, like, rape victims.
Yeah.
Every pen has a rape victim.
Yeah, it seems this is crazy. He said, these innocent creatures rely on us for their survival, and we must all hold ourselves to certain ethical and moral standards. Taking advantage of their alluring, well-groomed, sometimes...
Oh, dude, is this real?
No, this is fake. God damn it.
Are you serious? You fucking...
God.
I saw this article.
I didn't read down to here.
You fucking dumbass.
We've been had.
I did see this article on Yahoo.
Jack Hanna. I apologize. I apologize.
I think somebody sent it via Twitter, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, how did you know? I saw it. That was where I saw it on Twitter.
God damn it. We've been had. Now we have to do the whole episode over.
But it would be great if Jack Hanna, we apologize.
Yeah.
There's zero truth to this, correct?
I would say so, but I don't know.
He's well groomed. That's right. I was thinking this would be the number one story for a long time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, we've been had.
Well, that was a good one. They got us pretty good on that one.
Egg on our face. Humiliated.
Should
I go to that? Hold on.
I don't know if they want their names said. Basically, I'll just give you the gist. Okay. One gentleman started listening to us in June, and he listened to every single thing we've done. It's now whatever it was, the middle of August, when he emailed that he'd listened to all episodes of the Dan O'Neill podcast. He lived all of Beach Cops. He's listened to all of Ari's. Jeez. He listened to all the Burt's. He listened to us on everything.
From June to August?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. He said he got in trouble at church for listening.
For playing it out loud?
Probably for holding the boombox over his head.
You think he talked about it to the pastor?
He may have. There's another guy who also burned through. He's already burned through a bunch of them. And I was like, damn, that's a lot. Can you imagine? That's a lot.
Jesus.
That's, 8 weeks.
He's probably hearing us. Whew. In his head.
Well, there is another guy who emailed and he goes, I've listened to so much that I woke up, I had a nightmare, and it was just DeWitt's laugh in my head.
What the fuck? That's creepy.
He said, you got to get DeWitt's laugh on a 10-hour loop. And I was like, it's a good idea. We should do it.
If you're not listening to Beach Cops, you should be. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out along with The Basement.
It's on Patreon.
Those are your homework assignments.
On Patreon.
Yeah. Check it out. Should have a guest on this upcoming episode. We'll see.
Is this Nate Diaz versus George Masvidal? Is this set in stone? It is, right? Is it November?
Is it set in stone or no?
I thought
check,
it was.
Let me check it out.
Who you got in that? By the way, if you're going to gamble with BetDSI.
That's for sure.
And use that promo code DO101. And don't forget to, you can get... as an app on your phone, you can do it on your computer, get paid right there.
If you want to have some fun, bet DO101.
Who would you take in that fight?
I don't know, because I was burned. I thought Pettis would handle Nate Diaz, but it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think maybe Masvidal, though. He's a bigger dude.
Diaz is pretty big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think it's a tough. That's a tough fight to
pick. I got Diaz. I'm going to use that promo code DO101 when I go to BetDSI.
I'm not saying anything about it on SureDog, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah.
Andrade lost. First Chinese belt holder.
Yeah, I know. That lady knocked her out. Knocked her the fuck out.
Andrade the hottie.
Is that what her name is? that Andrade was only... She's 5'1.5".
She's like... She picks people up and knocks, slams them down.
She was decent, but she wasn't... I knew she wasn't going to hold that belt long.
Zhang.
Yeah, she's the first Chinese champ.
Wei Li Zhang.
Wei Li Zhang.
Yeah, Zumba pretty Zumba 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 Zhang. Remember that song?
Yeah. Doesn't she go by the Mauler or the... She has a nickname.
Zingo Zango.
What's Zuli's name?
Zuli?
What's her name?
Zulu Nation?
What's Chinese lady's name?
Let me look.
Zhu Zhang? She has a... She has an odd nickname.
The titty fucker?
Yeah, it's the titty fucker.
Magnum?
Yeah, Magnum. Zhu Magnum Zhang.
It's cool.
Does it make any sense?
Whaley Magnum Zhang.
Oh, Whaley Magnum Zhang. Maybe she's
a big Tom Selleck fan, or maybe Magnum Condoms bought her out.
She likes those big old dankies.
Yeah, which is actually a myth. I don't think they're any sized any differently.
They're not. It was a marketing scheme. Yeah. Dude, hey, you blew one up in the episode 4 of The Basement coming out on Tuesday. You blow one up, and there's no wiener in the world that's that size. I mean, a regular condom fit any size wiener.
Yeah, it'll adjust. This lady's lost one fight. She's 20-1. First fight lost, never lost since.
Yeah, her very first, I saw that.
She lost to Meng Bo.
Meng Bo, yeah, she's tough. John Little.
He's upset with you.
Why?
He says he's going to give your address out next time he's on the podcast.
He hit me up. He's like, now you're telling him I fucking moved. I go, dude, I tell you moved to the fucking water. He's like, yeah, O'Neal, they can narrow it down, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's not happy with you.
I told him they moved to the water.
John, I don't want any part of these address wars. I honor your move, and let's leave it at that.
He's unimpressed with Earl's dick size.
Really? Saw it?
O'Neal, I'll tell you the dicks I've seen in my life, some of them are unbelievably huge.
It's what he said. Where's he going?
He said, you go to a locker room in America.
You've been to prison?
He said that he saw this guy who had a wiener that hung down to his knee. What? And it was the size of a calf muscle.
What?
Like the girth. You know, in his travels at gyms and stuff.
What the fuck?
He said, yeah, there's some guys out there walking around with some dicks.
I mean, Earl's not like...
That'll terrify you.
It's not a huge dick by any stretch.
It's all right sized wiener.
Yeah, it's all right. You may be calling medium sized Earl, medium daddy.
But he is...
Me, cool. I got to come on and defend it.
I think what is most impressive about it is how it leans to the left so hard.
I'm impressed.
It goes straight down and to the left.
I'm impressed that he can get it hard at his age.
That's true. He's got a hot rod.
Yeah. The leather pants keeps that blood somehow circulating. You would think it would be opposite.
John Little's pissed, saying that there's some guys walking around with some wangs that'll terrify you.
I'll start taking pics at the Y, see if I could find any.
Excuse me, mind if I take a picture of your dick? Gonna show my buddy.
It's bigger than my friend Earl's.
He said he's seen some hanging down to the knees. Things that just, when they stop walking, this thing just keeps swinging back and forth. What were you, a towel boy as a child?
Sounds like he's a sketch gym artist for huge dicks.
Yeah, I've seen them, O'Neal. They're huge.
Guy's dick watching. Dick Watch, starring John Little. Speaking of the Y, I got to get to a long-awaited Y update.
Update that Y report.
Let's see if I've seen any big dinkies. Let me look at my notes here.
What's the biggest dinky you've seen at the Y?
Some guys in there with some big old big beef hoggers.
Down to the knee?
Well, I've seen down to the knee, but I did see a gentleman with he had a huge old dango.
You know what they say? Knee high, suck it on the 4th of July.
They do say that. So I was in this.
Wait, what'd you say? He had a big old what?
He had a big old wanger.
Oh,
That's enough big old beef hogger.
Oh, did you tell him? Nice beef hogger.
Yeah, I said, hey, I don't know if you've been complimented on that yet. That thing's a big old rope dick.
Did you say, let me ask you something. In the summer, how sweaty does that big old beef hogger get?
Are you just coming here to shower it off? There was a guy in the sauna, so I'm in the sauna. I see this guy there pretty regularly. This guy loves mundane bullshit conversations.
That's always good.
Heard him talking about like herbal medicine for like hours with this fucking guy. And I was like, he speaks to guys who barely speak English too and just holds them there. And they're like, oh, okay. And
he's one of those guys who's like, I don't care.
I'm so lonely that I'll take any sort of conversation.
I don't care if they understand a word that I say. I just have to purge this from my system.
So he's talking with this dude who looks...
Dude looks like a lady?
Exactly like Joe Paterno, the coach of Penn State, the Lake Ray.
What if they faked his death?
And they put him in the Y in the
Yeah,
LA?
What if they faked Paterno's death because of all the Jerry Sandusky shit? So he could live out his years quietly somewhere else.
They should not have had Pacino play him in that HBO thing. It should have been this guy, but this guy has a thick Italian accent. But
also could be part of the disguise. hey, me? I don't know no Joe Paterno.
So this guy started talking to Joe Paterno, and he said, I got to lose this belly. And he hit he's a sizable gut.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's going to be a quick procedure.
This guy's of the same age as Paterno.
Yeah, he's old.
Are you positive this isn't some sort of...
I'm not positive. I can't. I need dental ID.
Was it sound like an authentic Italian accent? Or was it like, hey, mamma mia, what do we got to go in here?
Sounds authentic, but a Joe Paterno could have been taking theater class at Penn State for years.
True, yeah.
I don't know what his
like,
background
is. Julia Roberts in Sleeping with the Enemy when she was secretly taking those swim classes.
So then the guy says, I'm sick of it. I got my class reunion in August, which is this month.
What year is this? 50? Who goes after like 10?
This guy,
if you even go at 10.
I mean, yeah, this guy, it's got to be up there. And he was like excited for it. And then the next two lines may have been the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life because the sincerity nearly made me cry. He goes, I can't show up with a belly. I had a six pack in high school. And he was dead serious. And he started talking about the car he had in high school. And I was like, this guy.
How old was he, you think? 60s?
Probably 60. 50 to 60.
Jesus Christ.
And then he was talking.
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Who cares? You had a lot of shit in high school that you don't have now.
He was talking about how...
I had fresh ripe boners.
He said he's trying to quit drinking and smoking weed and that a lot of his friends were peer pressuring him to do
this guy never got out of high school.
And he's like, I had to stop. I couldn't do it anymore. It was taking a toll on me.
This guy's saying this is as in recently.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is still hanging out.
His
he's
buddies.
Like, guys, I don't want to do it. He's like, you fucking pussy.
Come on, take it.
Take another shot. Smoke some weed.
Speaking of John Little, there's this older lifeguard who looks kind of like he could be related to Little. He's got the glasses, just kind of the look of him.
Yeah.
And so then I was there with Baby Barb, and I saw... So the John Little guy was at the lap pool, but they're like right next to each other.
Yeah.
So I could see him in the distance. And at my pool was this Asian woman who speaks very broken English who's talked to me before. She loves Baby Barb and always tries to get her to wave, but Baby Barb won't wave.
He's like, don't touch my baby.
So I saw the guy. He walked up to her.
Do you take Baby Barb through the locker room?
There's a family locker room. It's chaos. There's kids everywhere. There's women trying, but there's stalls, but it's like, it's crazy.
Oh, there's stalls. Are there women, naked mothers in there?
I have yet to see it because they all go in the stall. There's a lot
Is it all mothers and no dads?
It's majority.
Are you better off just taking Baby Barb into the men's locker room?
Probably.
Close your eyes.
Here, don't touch any of these swinging dicks, but let's just go. So the guy goes up to her. They start holding hands, and I couldn't tell if it was like... messing around holding hands or like we're a couple, let's hold hands.
Wait, same age?
No, he's way older.
Oh, he's way older.
Yeah. But they were holding hands, like straight up.
Is she super young?
Pretty young, yeah.
Cute?
Yeah, she's out of his league. So then when he like went back to his post, he hit her ass with the big red spongy flotation thing they all carry.
Oh, so they're in relationship.
It seems to be. I don't unless she just be like a victimized and I witnessed it.
She
Should
met
I tell
him
her
that?
If this is workplace harassment. I'll be a witness.
She works there?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I bet you the YMCA has a policy on dating coworkers.
You think it's against?
You should get them been fired. I'm seeing some hanky panky going on there.
Yeah. So then another time I was sitting there with baby Barb. We had her in the daycare, but the daycare didn't cover enough. Dude, I was taking a spin class.
It didn't cover enough with their disinfectants.
So I had to go get baby Barb while Courtney stayed in the class.
Okay.
So I was sitting there with her. We were just looking at the pool, which she can say pool and is not happy that I was not taking her to the pool.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. And there's this old guy next to us. So I've seen there before. Pretty old dude. And then this other guy walks up. He's like a Jeff Garland type, like a bigger dude. And he just seems something's off about him. He looks at the old guy and he's like, hey. And the guy's like, oh, hey. He's like, you lost weight to the old guy. And he's like, yeah, maybe, okay, thanks. And then he's just like, so I saw that you didn't stop at that four-way stop sign. the old guy's like, what? So I didn't stop at that four-way stop sign in that Volkswagen Beetle. And the guy's like, I don't drive a Beetle. I drive a Honda. The other guy wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't say that it wasn't him. He's got to be like, yeah, you got to stop at those. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I drive a Honda. I don't drive the car you're saying. And the guy kept saying it. And it went on for like minutes. Like
what?
5 minutes. And the old guy almost looked at me like, what the? And I was like, I kind of gave like,
don't bring me into this.
I don't want any part
shit.
Of it.
And then he looks at you and he goes, hey, those four-way stop signs, you got to stop. And you're like, what are you talking about?
It was.
Do you think that this guy lost his mind, like his son got killed in a four-way stop sign accident by some guy driving a Honda Beetle or a Volkswagen Beetle?
I don't know.
And he's just going around going, he just lost his mind thinking about it. He's like, you got to stop.
It wasn't aggressive, but the way that he wouldn't let it go when the guy said, like, you're mistaken, was so weird because it just kept going for minutes on minutes. And the guy's like, yeah, it wasn't me.
I do get mad now when I walk around and people in my neighborhood.
Oh, it enrages me.
And I yell a lot.
I get
at
pissed.
People, and sometimes people stop, and I go, you didn't fucking stop. You know my dad, before he died, what he was doing.
I'll point at a stop sign.
Do you know what my dad was doing?
What's he
when
do?
He walked a dog. I think I told you this. He was throwing rocks at the car.
I support that. I get pissed.
He was whipping rocks.
People by me, there's a lot of four-way stops, which pretty much gives my address away.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
No one stops. I've had people just run them full speed.
Yeah, full speed.
And I'm walking a goddamn baby stroller.
I yell. I always tell them, I live in this neighborhood. I got kids. I don't have kids, but
drive like your kids live here.
People are like, what? I go, you didn't fuck. No one was coming. I go, oh, okay. So that's fine.
No one was coming.
You can't fucking tell.
I was in again.
So I do see. I get where this guy's coming from, but it's misplaced aggression.
Or he's barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. Find the guy. You know
you
what?
Gotta
though?
Do it when the guy
yeah,
is in
the
here's
car. The thing. Maybe the guy's lying, dude. How do you know?
I should follow him out to his car.
What if he gets into a fucking Beetle?
That's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, you piece of shit. I'm telling that guy. That guy was in the right. I thought he was mentally ill. Turns out you're a sociopath.
Sell that to Larry David.
You motherfucker.
Dude, I honestly hear the four-way stop guy. I think the old guy
was lying
about his Honda. What kind of Honda does he have? Did he tell? Got a year. When's the last time he changed the oil? How many miles?
Maybe that's what the 5 minutes was. I turned away because I was so awkwarded out by it. This is, bear with this story, because you could get a little like, whoa, where's this going? So
okay.
Don't get upset.
Does it wrap up nicely at the
don't
end?
Don't get upset. So baby Barb and I are in the pool, and the family pool is weird, because it's very small, but like one, they have it like roped off, so the deeper section is like elderly people doing like, think they're doing exercise, really not doing anything.
They're not families.
No, but yeah, but they're in the same pool as you.
Is it deep? Can you swim?
You can, but it's like literally, it's seriously like 10 feet across. Like you're not doing anything. So there's that. And it's packed full of people usually. But this day it was me and baby Barb, a guy and his young, son. And then like five women come in. One of them was like, this has nothing to do with the story, but like 600 pounds. She gets in, is doing like water aerobics.
This is family area.
Yeah. They're all in the pool with us.
But they're not supposed to be there.
No, they can be in there. Oh. It's weird that it's just lumped together. So then I see this middle-aged woman who has Down syndrome comes in the pool.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not an event. But she starts like beelining it to me and baby Barb. And in my mind, I was like, you know, don't overreact. I don't want to teach Baby Barb anything bad about people who are different. So, like, I'll stay here. It's fine. So then it wasn't a good move. Uh-oh. She starts trying to bear hug me under the water. I'm like, whoa.
Wait. She gets in the pool.
Yeah.
And she's coming towards you.
Yeah.
Now she's grabbed a hold. How tall is she?
Small.
Is she above the water or is she under the water?
Head's barely above the water, but her arms are below the water going around my waist. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm backing up. Then starts trying to rip Baby Barb out of my arms.
Uh-oh. And no handler.
No. And I'm looking around like, hey. Like,
so she's free range.
Free. I'm looking around like, hey. Hello. Nothing. I'm looking like, seriously.
Is anyone else in the pool noticing?
I'm looking around like, I need some help. Somebody's got to help me. I see the Asian woman lifeguard hops down off the stand. Starts giving me the no. Get away signal, but I'm like, I need
get away from her.
I need help.
Like, get away from
her. I'm like, I need help. I'm being attacked.
So
Baby Barb starts getting upset because she feels that she's being ripped out of my arms by some.
She's grabbed her. She's grabbed a leg. She's pulling her.
It's not a tug of war, but she is trying to.
What sounds is she making?
Just staring.
Unintelligible
at
sounds
just
or
no
like
sounds,
nothing?
Just silence.
So she's not like a high functioning.
No, but
she's severely.
Somebody needs to be there.
Yeah,
and
Do you think that she broke out of locker room?
No. So, well, I'll tell you where this goes. Okay. So I get away.
She has her hands on Baby Barb.
Yes. And me.
And what are you saying?
I go, okay, give us some space, like something like that. Like,
yeah.
Okay. But like not getting through. And so, but then finally I managed to get away and I quickly go to like another.
Do you have to carry mace?
Another end of the pool. Like I'm getting like, I'm, you know.
She's not following.
My first instincts were bad. I should.
Yeah, your first instinct should, now, your second instinct should be get out of the pool.
So
what's she doing after you back away?
So then I see who she's with.
Would you throw some change down the other end of the pool? Like, go get it something or divert her attention?
I see this woman she's with, but the woman, like, is not looking at her at all.
Oh, boy.
And she's, like, she's chatting it up with a 600-pound lady. She, I think, may have even been in the pool at the time. Just not looking. So then she starts stalking this man and his son like Jaws, and I just see her like,
uh-oh,
just honing in, and like, but I'm like, someone's gonna put a stop. This is crazy.
Yeah, we should at least have someone to be like, yeah, you can't do that.
So then she's just next to the guy like Rambo, just like almost her eyes above the water.
This is scary.
Like,
fuck.
Looking at the kid, and I'm like, this is fucking
how
bizarre.
Old's the kid?
That kid was probably like 2 years old.
Oh, so like, yeah, so just a little older than Baby Barb.
Young kid. Then starts trying to cut my angles down with Baby Barb for my escape, like coming at me again. And
do
I'm
you
like,
think that she has any sort of training in military tactics?
Definite intimidation. I don't know. Maybe the Diaz brothers trained her. I was intimidated. So then, the lady. I started looking at the lady.
Do you think she's CIA?
I don't know. She might be trained by Seagal. Might have been Seagal. So then the handler decides to just go in the lap pool.
What? You're like, no, where are you
she
going?
She leaves her alone.
No.
She leaves her completely alone. And then there's more stuff going on. And the John Little lifeguard, he looks over. He goes, looks over, gestures like, oh, she's over there. I see him stop her. He goes, what are you doing? Like, I've told you. You got to be in there with her. You can't do this.
Yeah, also, she could drown.
He's like, what are you doing? And so then the lady's like, oh, okay. And then comes over. I'm like,
so what happened with the dude and the kid? The man and the child.
He kind of was trying to steer, same sort of thing, like kind of same sort of deal. So then she comes back in the pool, and the handler beelines it for me, and I'm like, oh boy. So then she's like, starts talking to me, and I remembered, I was like, oh, I know who this fucking weirdo lady is. She once stopped me while I was swimming. Because I saw her goggles, that's how I remember her. She wears like Brett the Hitman Hart sunglasses. Like, I don't know what you call it, like razor sunglasses.
In the pool?
As like goggles. They're goggles, but they look like that. They're meant for outside, I think, for people who swim like triathlons. Like, okay. It must block like UV rays.
Yeah.
But they look crazy in a pool. And she stopped me once doing laps and was like, don't you just love swimming? It's the closest we can get to flying as humans. And then talked to me for like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, lady, I got
to. Do you know what the closest you can get to flying as humans? Flying.
I was like, what are you talking
about? In an
about?
Airplane. A hang glider. a fucking ultralight, a jet. That's flying. What are you talking about?
So then she starts talking to
me. I've never felt like I was flying when I was swimming. I've never in my life.
So then she comes up to me this day and starts talking to me about baby Barb. And she's like, how old is she? Does she talk?
Can she play with my daughter?
For some reason, she keeps asking me, do you take the mommy and me swim classes here? And I'm like, no. But then she asked me like five more times. Like, she didn't listen to me say it.
I got to be honest with you.
She goes, do you take the classes? And I go, no, I don't take the classes.
This is my number one fear of having a child.
Oh,
it's being
the conversation
forced to talk to people.
They're nonstop.
And people forcing you to do shit.
She starts touching baby Barb, which I don't like. And she doesn't like.
You can't just start
don't
grabbing
don't
kids.
Don't touch my child.
And this is obviously this lady.
She said, she's my sister. She's like, that's my sister.
Oh.
And then she goes, she's like.
That makes more sense, though, because if it your child, you'd probably keep an eye on her. But your sister, you're like, yeah, whatever. My parents make me take her here.
She goes.
I don't give a fuck.
She goes, this is my baby. Then started holding this woman like a baby, which I was like, what is happening? But I felt like I couldn't just walk away. I'm in a pool. I'm stuck. So I was like.
Wait, she cradled her?
I swear, man. And this, and she's not a small, like, she's got some weight.
You
to
said
her.
She's in her 40s, probably, right?
Probably 50s.
Both of them.
Yeah. And cradle, I swear to God, I was like, what?
So you're like, oh.
Oh, okay.
She might also have some sort of slight mental incapacity.
I was like, oh.
The sister might also be a little off.
Yes. So then she has kids. She's like, mine are in their like 30s or late 20s. I was like, okay, whatever. And then she's like, but she's like, you are teaching her to swim. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, but you do the mommy. I'm like, I don't take the fucking mommy and me class.
Oh,
so then
God.
She goes, are you talking to her about kids with Down syndrome? With people with Down syndrome? And in my mind, I'm like, she doesn't talk. Like,
also, you're like, she barely speaks. I'm still trying to show her what milk is and ice cream.
She barely speaks. How am I going to give her a talk?
Yeah.
She goes, because you got to talk to her about not treating them like they're different and not like giving them weird looks. And I was like, okay. But she's fucking 16 months. Like, what are you talking? I can't do that. I'm like, what are you?
Ugh.
What's to do? Tell her about racism, too? She'd be like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, dude, you need to start.
There's a point. Look at this woman. Don't treat her differently. Dude, and I was like, what is going on?
You got to get on top of this.
I was like, okay, man. And I was like, you know what? Of anything needs to be done is you need to keep an eye on this woman.
Yeah.
Because she's causing chaos.
A ruckus.
Yeah. So,
She's literally fucking using military tactics to attack people.
When the pool is
underwater.
Small, so she can cut your angle. If you're in a corner, yeah. Which I was a few times, she can cut your angles down and you're like, I got nowhere to go.
Dude, she's like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, it's.
Remember when he comes in to kill Kurtz?
She's going to ruin at least one kid on swimming for life if this keeps up.
You should. You know what you should say? You should start telling people. You should start telling her about people not grabbing children out of their hands.
Every now and then, the sister will just, if she is paying attention, which is rarely, she'll just grab her sister by like almost like the back of the whatever her swim gear was and just like send her off in like another direction. Like you would like reroute like a killer whale at SeaWorld. Like, all right, go over there. Like,
oh, geez.
Yeah, it's a bizarre scene.
That's weird.
But I think they're fairly regular there. Because I've seen them there more than once.
That's
and I always look like, oh boy, where's the sister? I need some.
Dude, this was probably right behind you.
Oh, and the people like.
That's where she is. She's standing directly behind.
People put sandals, like, you know, you walk because you don't want to walk barefoot.
Sandals resorts in Jamaica?
Yeah. They put them like right on the edge of the pool.
Yeah.
So I see the Down syndrome sister. She's like just taking the sandals.
Throwing them.
Just taking them into the pool.
To play with them?
And the other lady's not. It's like, hey, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing?
Here's the thing. If you want to put, you know, you want to give people a good, you know, give them a good sense of what Down syndrome people, you should probably be on top of your game watching.
Yeah,
it.
Be like,
well, yeah, be like, cool to Down syndrome. And she's like, you just took my wallet and sank it to the bottom of the fucking pool.
Kidnapped my daughter in a pool.
Yeah.
She's pretty dangerous.
She's stalking people like a fucking cheetah. Of the Serengeti.
Meanwhile, you're having the time of your life in the neighboring lap pool.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? It was.
It's a tough situation. You were like, I don't know what to do here.
The conversation was like teaching her about people with Down syndrome. Like,
see, if I had a kid, I'd be. Normally, I'm cool. There's like a group I see that walk around. I'm always like, what's up, guys? But at the pool when you're like locked in and somebody's grabbing your child is kind of like, whoa, whoa, calm down. Because they could break a leg. They could just rip a leg, like put on it.
Yeah, it was.
Or take her underwater.
Yeah, it was strange.
Thinking that she's just playing with a doll.
It was a strange situation.
Oh, yeah. It can be tough.
I was in the sauna. This guy sticks his head in there. He has like this ratty fucking looking towel. And he's like, anybody know whose towel this is? Which in my mind, I'm like, it's definitely not yours. If like that's what you're inquiring.
Like he wanted to use it or he was just trying to find the owner?
He was playing it off like he's looking for the owner. But then me and like the other guy are like, no. Then I see him toweling off with it 1 second later through the glass
that's
door.
That's so gross. You know, they might have just left it there because they fucking wiped their shitty ass on it.
Or some guy was like somewhere else and he's like, hey, I'll leave my towel here.
Doesn't the Y give you towels?
Not anymore. They used to.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, somebody ruined it for everybody. Probably the Down syndrome girl probably did something to the towels.
So I get out.
When did they stop giving out towels? That seems crazy.
Hollywood Y, which I used to go to, was a huge shithole. Stopped like years ago, and it caused a huge ruckus.
I could see that. How do you not do towels?
So then I think all of them stopped. Joey Diaz once talked to me about it. He's a big Y guy himself. He's like, stop fucking giving out the towels. Fucking bull cocksuckers.
No, that's crazy. So that one guy probably didn't know. Comes from a Y in fucking Akron, Ohio, where they still give out towels. He's like, anybody? I would never touch a towel.
No.
And someone just left there. This guy's wiping his
even
butt.
If my option was put on my clothes, drenched,
I'll put them on.
Soaking wet.
Drenched.
I'm going drenched.
Yeah.
Well, I'll shed some light on this guy. So I get out of the sauna. I go to my locker. His locker happens to be like directly next to mine. I'm like, fuck.
He's like, hey, is this anyone's locker?
Is this your bag? Out of nowhere, he takes like 40 pieces of paper out of his pocket, and he's looking through them, and it looks like I out of the corner of my eye, I look at the papers, and it looks like the Unabomber manifest, like the rantings of a maniac.
So he actually he doesn't have like phone numbers written. They're like,
no, it's like crazy
messages
shit.
To it himself. Just,
yeah, like all sorts of shit.
Don't forget to kill people with Down syndrome.
So then he unfolds one piece of paper and he holds it up to me, and it was the NCAA tournament bracket, but it was from like two years ago. It said like 2017, but he wrote it out. It was like. He made it. It wasn't like the newspaper.
This guy is. This guy could definitely be.
He's nuts.
He's like, first of all, we have to kill all. Is he white guy?
Yeah. So then
he starts, scary.
He starts talking to me about the bracket, and he's like, all the teams in this bracket, and he's pointing
out of the blue,
out of nowhere.
Just looks at you.
Yeah. And he's like,
this isn't the guy that talks to the foreign people that don't speak English.
No, this is a different guy.
Okay.
And so, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then it quickly went from that. To getting excessively crazy in like a minute. He says...
You're here by yourself? Or
by myself. Okay. He's like, Donald Trump...
Oh, here we go.
...said that thing about tropical storms with women's names. And he goes, like, Hurricane Harvey and Camille. And in my head, I'm like, what?
Hot chick Harvey?
Hurricane Harvey. That's what
I dated a girl named Harvey. Oh, Harvey.
And so I'm like, I don't answer that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I called her house. Hey, is Harvey there? Yeah, she'll be right... down.
So then he says, Camille's a cheerleader for the Patriots. And I'm like, okay.
Saying that there is somebody on there named, what is he talking about?
I don't know. So then he goes, so I got this new Social Security card. And if I call in to the number they give me and they say Camille, that means I call on Monday.
Oh, so he's still legit.
The guy next to me was like, I tune out. I'm just like, I'm done. I'm ignoring this.
Yeah.
So then the guy next to me is like, oh, really? You can call on Monday? Like, he's genuine. You're going to do follow-up questions when this is what leads into it?
So this guy yes-anded.
Yes.
His insane ranting.
Yes.
To make him feel better?
Was like, tell me more about this. I'm interested. I don't know. I think he thought it was real information.
It makes no sense.
Of course.
What are you talking about? How could this guy play this off as this is some sort of logical leap?
Who's doing it? Bill Cosby? Camille, my wife.
But then
he's like, oh, I call Monday. Thank you for the hint.
He's just combining thoughts in his mind
that
make no sense.
And all three of those thoughts are all insane.
Why would this guy entertain this?
I was
just go, great.
That's what I did. Yep. Okay. Oh, Camille. Great. Good stuff. Harvey. Great looking girl. That's a great girl's name.
Yeah. I was going to name my daughter that.
Yeah. It was, I was like, what the fuck, man?
So how long did he go on with it?
This rant?
Oh, the two of them.
I was changing probably for like, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes.
This guy continued to talk to him.
Yeah, they were talking as I walked out. I was like, why would anyone
look
get involved with this?
I think if you, when you're younger, like when you're a young kid and you don't know any better,
yeah, you would
you feel bad and you'll entertain
this
it.
Was like a real...
But you quickly learn.
This was like a middle-aged man who was doing this.
But you only have to do this a handful of times before you quickly learn you never engage the insane.
Become an open mic comic and you'll learn after about 4 days.
Yes,
don't sit there.
Don't engage the insane.
Yeah. But it was
who says, oh, really? You call it on Monday? You should have looked at him and go, what is your fucking problem?
I couldn't believe it.
You know this guy makes no sense.
I honestly could not believe it. And then I overheard this in the locker room. A guy walks in. He sees a guy that he must see there a lot. And but didn't know him well, you could tell by the interaction. He goes, well, you look like you gained a lot of weight. The guy's face. I thought it was John Little. I was like, what the fuck? Who says that?
You remember when somebody did that to John Little? He's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
And the guy's like, well, yeah, I guess I've hit middle age. I usually just ate what I want and worked out.
But what a dick.
It's not working anymore. And the guy goes, oh, no, you can't do that anymore. Started laughing at his face.
Who is this, Ari Shaffir?
I was like, Jesus.
That's like something Ari does. Look at you, you fucking fat fuck.
I was like, and you could tell that the guy was like hurt by it. Who he said it to, because they weren't like friendly. It wasn't like there was no relationship.
You know, you really, how old was the both middle-aged guys?
Yeah, I think about the same.
I think there's a point where you reach middle age where you go, hey man, that's a fucking shitty thing. Don't talk to me anymore.
When he's at the gym, he's obviously trying. It's not like he's like, you didn't see him at the ice cream shop shoveling a fucking sundae down his throat.
That one guy was being nice, but I think he should stop being nice.
Say, fuck,
fuck yourself.
What if he punched him out? Everyone started clapping.
No, but I would have been like, hey, what are you? Don't fucking talk to me. Go fuck yourself.
You gained a lot of weight. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, wow.
My wife died. I've been having a tough time with
it. Yeah, haven't.
You fucking asshole.
Oh, I just showed up to the gym because I thought I didn't need to lose any weight.
What a fucking asshole. I couldn't believe it. And the way he said it was like so loud. He like yelled it like across the room.
Do you think he's being funny or he just is fucking?
I think he's just.
What is this, Tourette's Day?
I think he was just a fucking asshole. I don't know.
Why?
I think he was just a fucking dick.
Did you ever ask, would you ever go, why do I go here?
Why can't I make a lot of money and go to Equinox?
Oh, you went into a whole nother.
I go to Equinox, well, yeah, I go to 24 Hour Fitness to see some gay guys as well.
Equinox, they have that like communal dressing room where
I love it.
Just dudes really.
Yeah, I go in there just to look for some big dicks, O'Neal. I'm a big dick hunter.
A big dick scout.
Has anyone ever talked to you about being a big dick model?
People are like, what are you doing? I'm scouting for big dicks. What do you do with it when you find them? Well, I just put them in my memory bank, and then I bring it up to my friends when I'm talking on the phone.
I say, that's a nice piece, and I walk away.
I congratulate you, give you this award, and then I leave.
I don't know if anyone's ever told you. That's well above average. Good for you.
Yeah.
How's it feel to have something like that?
I'm on the high side of average.
I can see him talking to a guy about it. How's it feel? Weird running around with it? Women like it or intimidated?
Dude, women are... I know women that the word spread about this one dude who had such a huge wango that they all went on like one date with him to see him, see the wiener, and they were all terrified. One girl was like, there's no way. She's like, I sucked it just to see what it would be like.
And
she goes,
died.
There's no way that I would ever put that inside.
Guy me. Played high school basketball with. I think I talked about it on Boner City. This guy had a fucking...
big old wango tango.
9-incher. This thing was...
Limp diver?
Oh, yeah. It was insane.
That's a big old hogger.
Yeah, I don't know if word got around about him, but he was a shower. He loved showing it.
Oh, if you got a 9-incher limp, might as well show it.
Yeah. But, there was some other guys, too, I played basketball with.
It's like when, what's his name, John Holmes. These people used to make him show it to him.
I showered with my pants on.
Your jeans?
My coach, he made you shower. You had to shower.
Such a fucking, can you imagine that going on now?
Yeah, I don't think you'd get away with it.
I don't think so either. I mean, I showered from elementary school, or from... from middle school to through high school.
When the women get the individual stall, whereas
do
men,
they? I don't think they do.
They do.
Not my middle. Not my middle school.
Our schools they did, and then at gyms they do too. Whereas yeah, gyms, they throw us in the fucking prison style.
Women also have doors on their fucking stalls in the bathroom. Dudes have to take dumps like out in the middle of everybody.
You were in school?
Yeah.
You had no stall doors?
We didn't have stall doors.
We had stall doors.
Who has stall doors?
Why? They treated you like you were in prison?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We had like, there was like a wall, you know, like, but there's no door. There's no door to the wall. That's where everyone would, you wouldn't take a shit in school. You'd be fucking, people would attack you while you're on the toilet.
No, every school I ever, even element, we always
really
had a stall door.
Oh, yeah. We but never had a stall door.
Oh yeah, that sounds horrible.
Middle school and high school, no stall doors.
Why? What's the point?
Dude, if we caught somebody taking a shit,
they're dead.
They'd be like, please, please don't do anything. Yeah, you're in deep
shit.
You're
the shit police.
You're gonna throw stuff at them.
They're vulnerable.
Dump the garbage on them. I mean, you see someone taking a shit.
Nate Diaz, that's what started that Stockton fight. They caught someone taking a shit, started a huge brawl.
I can't believe you guys had a real luxury over there.
Yeah, real unbelievable budget.
Yeah.
Like
no, you're pissing in front of everybody. You're shitting in front of everybody.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What if you saw a teacher taking a shit?
They think they use the teacher's facilities.
No stall doors.
Yeah,
I heard the teacher's room was glass and there was no door, so you guys could just see in what's going on in there.
The kid who always took a shit after lunch was this kid. He was mentally disabled, and you'd always be in there, and he'd always be taking a huge shit.
You guys would go hang out and watch.
No, because I'd go wash my hands in there, and you just hear big old beef loggers being dropped.
Good thing there's no door.
Yeah, so you'd go piss and you'd see him right behind you.
What the
he was
fuck?
Huge. He was like 6'6", like probably 300 pounds.
Does he live in L.A.? I'll watch out for him in the pool.
Yeah, he's probably married to the girl with Down syndrome.
I got to teach baby Barb to swim so she can get away if I need to hurl her away. Save yourself.
Yeah, I'll fight her off.
I'm going down.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like depending on how severe it is, she doesn't know difference between like putting a baby underwater or a grown person.
Well, then the lady told me how much she loves kids. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if I...
She's killed 40 of them already.
I don't know if I agree, but I guess she's drawn to them. I don't know if she like...
Yeah, no, I have no doubt that she likes... Yeah.
But didn't know like there were no rules of like boundaries.
Yeah, there's no rules of engagement.
Like she was literally trying to grab... Like when she started grabbing baby Barb is when I was like, okay, this is over.
You got to bring like a turkey leg in and be like, take this.
I almost maced her.
You should bring some sort of bear spray.
And then but then there's like this ramp area that baby Barb likes so she can stand like the rest of... Like, because it gets... You know, it's like where you... Like if you're disabled, yeah, you come in. And it's long. But when I go over there, we're sitting ducks for these old women who are holding on to the wall and they like creep baby Barb out. They like... One woman starts doing like noises like a horse. Like,
why would she
like
do that?
To do it to get her attention.
Is she like,
she's like this crazy, crazy old Russian woman. Crazy old Russian woman was trying to engage baby Barb and started making her cry because I think she was scared of her. She was like, hey, oh, hello, how are you? Come over here.
Oh,
and she's like, ugh. This other lady, too, and this lady with purple hair started talking to us, who was like 70 years old and was like, talking shit about a kid in the pool who was like 10 years old and he was close to us. I was like, he can fucking hear you. She's like, he's a weird kid. He's in here without parents. Isn't that weird? I was like, I don't know.
Oh boy.
I was like, she's like, I'm an artist. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Dude, I saw this video of this like probably four-year-old Russian kid driving a car.
Jesus, how'd he do?
And the kid starts yelling. And what you don't realize, and then he starts turning the wheel. And we don't realize he's trying to run over a man on the side of the road. And then they pass the man, he starts screaming out the window, this kid, a child. The father has to grab the wheel and jerk it back because he's going to run over another man. And then as they pass by, the kid's screaming in Russian, waving his fist in the air. He's
the
legit 4 years old.
Do you think it was like the guy who tried to molest him and he was trying to get revenge?
He's like, Dad, there he is. Let me run him over. And he's like, not today, son.
Is that how they do driving school in Russia? It's like, if you have any beefs and you're 4 years old.
It's fucking Dude, they're crazy.
Why was the kid driving?
Dad's probably too drunk. What? And when I say four, I'm telling you legit 4 years old.
Jesus.
He's steering this fucking thing, trying to run over people. I was laughing.
Yakov Smirnoff needs to talk about that.
In Russia.
We drive when four and try to kill pedestrians.
In America, you wait till you're 16.
What the fuck?
I couldn't stop watching.
There's some areas of Russia where it just seems like anything goes.
Some areas? It's called all of Russia.
But I mean, I think cities where? Is probably less.
No, dude, they say if you're American, don't go to Moscow because they fucking hate you. They'll spit at you.
You get Moscow mules.
Yeah, no. By the way, I think they hate that the most because they don't drink that. They drink straight vodka. You think that they have ginger beer? Over there, they mix up their fucking...
Do you have any copper cups? They would kill you.
Oh, my God.
They'll shoot you.
Yeah, I don't think there's a normal
Fieri
place.
Needs to do Triple D in Mother Russia.
Oh, my God. Did he be murdered?
Today, I'm eating horse balls with Vladimir.
I've got a bull penis stew.
It tastes like communism and old bread.
Dude, Putin, you know what Putin's probably going to do his next move when Seagal dies of diabetes? He's going to make Guy Fieri the ambassador.
He's like, this man amazingly funny.
He can do whatever he can do to piss us off.
He's just trolling us. He knows we all hate Seagal.
The fucking greatest troll of all time.
He loves Seagal.
Yeah, he knows Seagal's full of shit.
He rides horses with Seagal, I think. Or he rides horses. Putin.
Putin's it in their butts.
He rides topless.
Yeah.
He's pretty jacked.
I mean, for his age.
And that guy in Canada is like.
Loves that judo.
Good shape. Trudeau.
Oh, yeah.
We need a president who's jacked.
Rock.
Yeah.
He's probably going to run for the
president. The Rock.
President Rock. Chris Rock? No, The Rock.
Yeah. Get him in office. And then he could have, like, you know, Obama, they would always show him playing basketball. You could show him always lifting weights, like, on the White House lawn.
Shooting up roids.
Just fucking doing curls.
Yeah, do they have to, they give you a PED test before you go into the White House?
I don't think so.
The good thing about The Rock is he's very naturally built.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of guys put on huge muscle mass in their 50s.
Of course. It's a commonly known thing.
Anyone who says that he's ever done any PEDs is out of their mind.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy. I love, did you see Wahlberg's like new picture where he's no shirt and he's jacked? I was like, oh, I wonder how he got like that.
Yeah, movie.
46, 7 years old.
Like, yeah, these actors,
and
crazy.
His arms are bigger than you've ever seen them.
Craziest was J.K. Simmons, who was fucking shredded.
For
one of
Whiplash?
The superhero movies.
Wait, J.K., the bald guy?
You never saw him?
I saw him in Whiplash.
I'll show
he was
you
big.
This. Dude, this is insane.
I don't watch the superhero movies very often. Not a big superhero guy. This is why. Who is he playing? A bad guy in it?
I don't know.
He was big in another movie. He must have done that movie like right after, right before, so that he could get all shredded. Show him with his shirt off?
Dude, look at this guy's arms.
I saw that one. Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Dude, nobody gets like that in their fucking 60s.
He looks like a bodybuilder.
Yeah. It's physically impossible.
Like, he looks insane.
Without, it's HGH and shit. Yeah, I saw that picture.
Like, it looks like with the veins, too. Like, it looks almost fake.
Yeah. There's guys, you show up and they're like, what the fuck?
It would be interesting, though, if you had the money and, like, you were, you know, you're older. Like, yeah, I'll do it. Why not?
Oh, I'd wait till I was like, because I don't know what the side effects are long term. I guess Joe Rogan's the ultimate guinea pig for all that. We'll see what happens to him in another 15 years.
Or if he lives till he's like 300.
Good. I would start doing this when I'm in my 60s. Get insanely shredded. More, get in the craziest shape of your entire life.
Maybe the guy who wanted to lose his gut for his reunion started doing this.
Hey, pretty fat.
Look at this guy The Rock's lifting with. Who makes the look at that fucking he makes The Rock look tiny.
No, that guy's not on anything either.
No, he's clean.
All you have to do is look at natural bodybuilding competitions where they can't use any crap. The difference is so fucking insane.
Like, they're shredded, but they're not like huge.
No, but they're like, you're like, oh, that looks like a normal person.
Like Andy, like most of those dudes in WWE,
they're not even as big as J.K. Simmons. Natural bodybuilders, guys who do it for a living and the just natural competition, aren't even that size.
Dave Chappelle's jacked now.
He's been jacked.
Yeah, he's gotten pretty big. I saw his billboard on the way here, and he's like, "You're like fucking pretty, got pretty big." Funny because you think, I remember how thin he was back.
He claims that he was working too much. That's why. So he took the time off. He like gained his natural weight. Who knows? Who knows?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just what I was told.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's do it. Eleanor Kerrigan's on HGH. She got jacked.
Yeah, she's going easy back, rider.
Going back to wrestling. Do you know Courtney was asking me because Eleanor was on Punch Drunk. She's like, did you know that one of Eleanor's big move was? She's like, couldn't think of the name, and then she described it. And I was like, you mean the Bronco Buster? And she's like, yeah, that's what it was called. And so it's Eleanor's move was, so you get your opponent, like, they're down on the, they're sitting, but they're like where the turnbuckles are.
Yeah.
And then Eleanor runs.
Oh, runs and, yeah.
And slams her pussy into their face.
I've seen her do it. I've watched old video where that was her move.
But then she pulled up a picture of her trainer. It was like this 60-something year old woman with like a mullet.
Oh, so like a lesbian chick.
Crazy that she was making me practice this on her all the time, right?
She's like, and we're gonna do it with no pants on,
yeah,
to start out.
Yeah, I can barely smell it, so.
And we don't want you to get, we don't want to mess your face up by giving you burns from the fabric. So we're gonna take our pants off.
Yeah, you're still not, you don't have it right.
You gotta get used to the slide up and down.
And I'm unconscious. I'm gonna have my tongue out. Just like hanging out of my mouth, but just keep grinding until I tell you that I think you got it. Okay.
I think she's pulled the hair too, and like ram the face in there.
what a business. We're like, all right, well, I guess that's my move.
She still says it wasn't fake.
Really?
Yeah, she still stands behind that.
Well, I guess if she had orgasms, then she's like, they were all real.
She says wrestling is real.
The Bronco Buster. We should ask her about that.
I'll bust her Bronco.
She should give one to Feng Chao.
She should give one to DeWitt.
He would fucking, he would love it.
Oh no, I'm gonna come.
He wants the stink face, which this guy Rikishi, who's related to The Rock and all those guys, that Samoan wrestling line. And this guy like used to be a normal weight, and I don't know what happened to him, but he like became like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And he would wear like a sumo garb, so his ass was like all cellulite.
And then he would
put, and he would sit do on this your face. Same move, but I, he would shove his ass and rub it all around.
Yeah.
Which has got to be a nightmare.
Unless you're DeWitt.
DeWitt would take it.
It's man ass, but I love it. I'll
pretend it's a woman.
That guy had the tits of a woman.
Rikishi.
All right.
All right, let's get out.
Adios, amigos.
Jack Hanna, you got one by us. We apologize.
God. It just seemed, it's like, yeah, it just was. How is this not be the biggest story in the world? People pimping out animals.
All right, let's get out of here. Even when we're fools, keep this in mind.
We'll admit when we've been.
Well, it's number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number.
Speaking of birthdays, I forgot to do these last time, and I almost forgot right now.
Hopefully they're still listening.
Yeah, they may have been like, that motherfucker. Happy 30th birthday to Chris, and happy birthday to Jeremy, a.k.a. Howie Moon. I was given that information, though, by somebody else, so they may be getting his goat with that.
You know, but, I think you should only just take it straight from the moon's
mouth.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not your birthday, it's your birthday at some point.
And those are post-show birthday shout-outs. Yeah, it's a new segment to the show.
You all owe us $18 for those shout-outs.
Is that what they're going for?
Yeah.
Okay.